Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings has announced they're now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You got plenty of options. You could do slots, blackjack, roulette, table games with live dealers. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I am here with Mr. Greg Pickle. Greg, are you ready to talk some Penn State football?
I am, Jim. It's good to be with you, like always.
Good deal. Hey, what we're going to do today, as usual with you, we are going to talk some recruiting in quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to go with something I'm calling, correct me if I'm wrong, I have a reaction to some of the things that have been in the news lately, and then you get to tell me that I'm wrong afterwards. So that's quarter number two. Quarter number three, it's Ask Greg. And finally, in quarter number four, we're going to take you on an inside look at a Penn State recruiting visit. Greg will give us all the details, tell us what it's all about, what it looks like. All right, Greg, let's start with recruiting. As far as recruiting news this week, probably the biggest news item is four-star tight end Maliki Mataveo from Nevada. He's a four-star tight end, and he's going to announce on May 27th. Penn State is in the mix. What are the chances for them to pick up this recruit?
Yeah, Jim, I was impressed with how well you pronounced his name. It sounds like you've been practicing. Yeah, this is a guy that obviously is ready to decide sooner than I think most people expected him to, but because of everything that's going on, you know, there's, I think, over 800 players that have committed now in the class of 2021, 400 of them between the time the shutdown started in mid-March and now, and so he's just the latest guy to decide to do so. You know, when you look at Penn State's chances here, I think you have to knock them a bit for the fact that, and it's not their fault, but they didn't have him on campus recently. And so because of that, I think it's going to be tough to pull him in, but they're doing a heck of a job recruiting him. And the question is this, will he decide to take visits no matter who he commits to once visits are allowed to happen again? That's an answer that we don't have at the moment, but I would call Penn State's chances certainly, decent, but maybe not great. And we'll have to see how that one plays out. There's some pretty good teams also buying land him, and they've hosted him more recently.
Okay, Dustin, listen to me. Greg, let's talk about some of the specific positions where Penn State has recruited, and we're going to start on the offense. Let me circle back to the tight end one last time from Nevada. The one thing Penn State does have going for it is it seems Micah Bowens, the quarterback commitment last year out of Nevada, seems to be a big fan of his and may have his ear, so that never hurts. Looking at this scholarship list, the scholarship table, and the commits so far, starting on offense, Penn State, of course, has the one quarterback commit, two offensive linemen, and two wide receivers. And if you look at the big picture, overall they have 12 recruits. They're not going to have a class of 27 like they did last year. First of all, what is that total number going to look like? And then starting on the offensive side, what kind of total number do you look at for the offense?
Yeah, I think one thing that's hard to project is the idea that we don't know how many guys will leave for the NFL draft early because we don't even know if it'll be a college football season to lead into next year's NFL draft. So I think that's a part of the problem for sure. But, I mean, with the way the numbers work out right now, we're already a little bit overweight in terms of they have 87 scholarship guys that we can track. Obviously, they'll have to be down to 85 by the time the season starts. But, you know, at this point, Jim, we're talking a 17 to 21 member class, I think, tops, unless more guys leave than we think are going to leave. And again, it's just really hard to plan for that. I don't think Penn State can recruit if more guys are going to leave unless they know a lot more about guys' future intention, which I don't know how anyone could really have their future mapped out right now with the way everything is. So I think you're looking at a class of 17 to 21, and we know Penn State. We see it happen every year. Jimmy and I were talking off the air. They always find a way to squeeze in as many guys as possible, and sometimes they find a way to get a couple more guys in what I think we assume would be the class limit. So, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. I think at this point, it's more likely than not that they're around that 20 number. So with 12 guys already in, they're halfway full. And, you know, that's going to make it at some points that they have to be very selective. But when you talk about, you know, having a tight end in this class, I think it's important to remember that Pat Freiermuth is going to move on. Probably, we assume, after the 2021 season, Zach Kuntz is a veteran now and a guy that, you know, it's probably in a year where he either finally contributes in a big way or maybe he just won't do that at the college level. So I think that's something that comes to mind and plays into it as well. So I think it's worth taking a tight end here, but only if you get the right one. I don't think you take one just for the sake of taking one. I think you take one because you get a guy you think can help you, not only sooner rather than later, but at a very high level during his entire time on campus, not a project or a guy that, you know, might pan out or might not.
So then, Greg, you know, based on the numbers, what we're looking at, let's round the numbers off. Let's say 10 players per side. You're talking about, say, 5 additional commitments on the offensive side. And here's what the quarterback is in the fold. That's done. I look at running back and tight end as if they will get one. And is it possible at either of those positions they don't bring a recruit in?
Yeah, I think it certainly is. I mean, again, at some point here, and I know that I've been made a liar by making this comment the last couple of weeks and the last couple of shows, but I mean, at some point, Jim, they're going to run out of room. I mean, when you have 12 guys already committed and we think they're going to take 20, then obviously what means that 8 guys is probably about all they have left, room for. And, you know, it could be 9, it could be 7, it could be 6, it could be 10, you know, but the point being is that they're not going to be able to just add guys, as you said a few minutes ago. They're not going to be able to just add guys and go up to 27, 26, 25 recruits. And so, all right, Jim, I lost you there for a second. Sorry about that. The wonders of remote recording in this day and age. But yeah, I mean, I just think at some point here, they're going to have to decide who they want to take and what that means and what the best available is. And it could mean they don't take a player at a certain position, but you know, they got their quarterback in now. I think that's obviously important. If they don't end up with a tight end, I just don't think it's the end of the world.
And I think you could probably say that at running back, we're assuming Journey Brown would move on, but if they didn't get a running back, I think they could survive. What's interesting to me, and I'll use this also to segue into the defensive side of the ball, if there's 2 offensive linemen in the fold, they are looking at several other very good ones. Let's say they add 2 more, possibly 3 more offensive linemen. That doesn't leave you much space. They've already have 2 wide receivers in the fold. And when you hear the chatter, it seems like there's several more wide receivers that they're in the mix for. It's kind of analogous to the defensive side where they already have 4 defensive backs and they seem to be talking to several more. So are we going to see all these wide receivers and defensive backs coming in this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. I think that they should be about done at corner and at safety. I mean, you have Tony Grimes, a 5-star out of Virginia. I don't know what the chances are with him at this point. It doesn't seem encouraging. I know there's a couple other guys out there, but I think you'd take, you know, like a Derek Davis Jr., for example, out of Gateway High. I think you would take him, and that might be about it, those 2 guys. And then on the other side of the ball, just to be specific, you talk about receiver, you know, Caden Pracer is a guy who they're obviously very high and hard after, along with Dante Thornton, the former commit who, of course, backed away from that decision and now is considering a number of schools, including, Joe Moorhead's recruiting him well at Oregon, so that's one of the options. So, you know, I think that ultimately you're right. At some point they're going to run out of room. I think they'd probably like another linebacker too, but it's ultimately going to come down to whether the space allows for it.
Well, and if that's the case, you know, at defensive back, also, I don't think you mentioned the Warren kid from Lackawanna, who I think a lot of people are assuming he's Penn State bound also, and he's a cornerback. Is he a take?
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. I think at this point, you're right. Dahan Warren would be a take. He said there's an official visit date for, what is it, I think September 26th, Jim? So if there's a season, he'll be on campus then, and he wants to decide December 18th, which is, I believe, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I believe that's the early signing day. So I think he's a take at this point, too. So you're right. We're getting to a point here where you start counting all the ones and the takes and everything else, and you quickly start running out of room.
So on the defensive side, we have, let me just do a quick count, 4, 5, 6 commitments. And let's say there is one more defensive back that comes in, just calling that. That doesn't leave you a lot of space then for the defensive line where there's only one commit and linebacker where there's only one commit.
That's right, Jim. And, you know, I think that obviously, again, it all comes down to this whole space game, right? And they have a lot of things to figure out in that regard because, you know, you want, obviously, in a perfect world, you'd have one commit at every position in every cycle. I don't know if that's going to play out that way in this cycle, but, yeah, at some point, again, I think it just comes down to the fact that the numbers are going to get tight here before long.
And, you know, you have to look at the positions of need, and I think that's the part of the equation where there's a lot of defensive backs, a lot of wide receivers either signed up, committed, or appear to be potentials. And I'm not sure, should those be the positions of emphasis this season?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. You know, I don't know if they need a running back. I don't know if they need another linebacker. The depth chart looks good. I understand the idea of making sure your depth chart is even, and I forget the term Andy Frank uses, but kind of leveling out your depth chart is the way that it's described. And I understand that that's a goal always, but I think at this point, Jim, they're at a point where they need to go get some playmakers at key positions like receiver, like corner, like in the secondary to make a national football playoff run, a college football playoff run. And so if it comes at the expense of some other positions, I think that's quite okay.
And I think fans would be okay with getting, it's like the NFL draft, best player available. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around, quarter number two. Greg's going to correct me when I'm wrong.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.